Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, thanks for letting me be here again.
Well, the House of Representatives is in the middle of a debate about a gas severance tax on the natural gas industry. And it's something that's been controversial for some time. And it's also a topic that's been discussed before in terms of other gas taxes that are actually in effect now. What are some of the issues that are surrounding this particular tax question, and how might it affect Pennsylvania and our economy?
Mike, I think this is a much bigger issue than people think it is. There's a lot of popular support to pass a severance tax. And what I would encourage people to consider when they're looking at it is this. We have a significant impact fee, and this has been an argument that's been made for a while, but it's a significant impact fee because the legislature years ago and the governor's office years ago did not want to call it a severance tax. They called it by a different name. And this severance tax that is being proposed now, that's being hotly debated with over 390 amendments on the House Bill 1401, is one in which you're likely to see a doubling of the tax on natural gas. And what I think is important that people be aware of, when they say, well, other states have a severance tax, well, the combined severance tax of Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia is substantially less than what we are collecting in the Commonwealth on the impact fee. So we are already taxing this industry significantly. And what I am most concerned about is it's a property rights issue. The natural gas that's under your property increases the value of your property. So the local municipalities and the school districts don't hesitate to increase the value of your property for your property taxes. And now somehow, somewhere, someone in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who doesn't own that natural gas themselves feel that it's perfectly legitimate to tax you on something that they've not been paying tax on before themselves. And in fact, one of the things that I would encourage people to go back in is look at history. We had a whiskey rebellion in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in 1794. And no, I wasn't there when it occurred, but many people think I was. But that was caused by an unfair and unjust tax. Now, I don't believe we're going to get to a rebellion state, but this is a bigger deal. This is where people who don't own that resource, who haven't had to pay the property tax on it all along, who weren't able to benefit from having that on their own property, feel that for some reason they have rights to it. Now, the Pennsylvania Constitution does say that if it's natural gas on public lands, that we do. And that's, I don't think anybody debates that. It's whether or not you believe that you have a right to a tax on something else that is already being substantially taxed. This is about property rights. This is about fairness. This is about equity. And I encourage people to remember that we've already bankrupted a coal industry in the Commonwealth, a rail industry in the Commonwealth, and a steel industry in the Commonwealth. Let's not make the gas industry the fourth major bankruptcy for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.